Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning, everybody, and happy, happy Labor Day to you. And I am hoping that I have a guest on the other line right now named Yalila Espinoza of Mind Your Heart. She is an intimacy coach and a very special, special guest if she's on with us today, a real treat. She's not on yet. Let's give her another couple minutes. And meanwhile, I will let you know who's going to be on with me on Friday this week. Let's see, who's going to be on Friday? Well, I don't have a guest lined up yet for Friday, so until Yalila comes on for now, I will take calls and give psychic readings. Let me know if you'd like one. The number to call in for a free psychic reading for a couple minutes is area code 347-677-1860. That's area code 347-677-1860. I am your joyful wellness guru, Sue Hirsch. I've had many years of practicing at massage and psychic readings with massage, and I've also got my certificate in health coaching, and hope that somebody will call in and say that they'd really like a sample of health coaching. I'm giving away free consultations and also giving away free first hours after the consultation in your package. And so let me know if you'd like to move on to some health coaching after I've given you a free psychic reading, or if you'd like to start with some free health coaching or a massage. You can leave me a message about that at area code 707-762-3578. That's 707-762-3578. And let me see what I've got here. Well, let's see what the tarot deck tells me in terms of what I should be talking about today. Sometimes it inspires me to speak about something that is good for somebody out there to hear, just sort of randomly. Somebody will need to hear something here. Let me have a look. Now, usually that is all about money and people having rather intense dealings with their money issues of the moment. So if you are having intensity around your money issues, give me a call here at that number that I just gave, and I should be able to help you out with that, because the tarot cards are really sort of a crutch, and they tell me, you know, what I should be thinking on, and then when you ask me a question, that triggers the pictures in my mind that tell me much, much more than the cards do. So today seems like the focus should really be on money issues, financial issues. So if you are not really knowing which way to go, or if you're wondering why you're having such trouble with money issues, you might want to consider giving a call in, and I can give you a hint, hint from the guides. So, you know, one thing you do want to keep in mind, at the basis of all money issues generally and of many other issues, is feng shui. And what is the feng shui of your house telling you and doing for you or not doing for you that it could be doing for you? And we had a guest speaker on not long ago who was a feng shui expert. Let me look back a little bit here on my calendar and give you her name again, because it was really, really interesting listening to her. She had a lot to say on the matter of feng shui and how that affects us. Let me have a quick look. Okay, her business is called Feng Shui Storyboard, and her name was Catherine Met. She is the floor plan detective. So if you have any questions about how feng shui can affect your financial issues or your love issues or your career or your other relationships, definitely, definitely give her a call. You can get to her at area code 707-282-9069. That's 707-282-9069. And she's a feng shui expert, and she can tell you from experience, from lots and lots of different experiences, in fact, that feng shui really does make a huge difference in our lives. And she can give you examples of that, tell you stories about different clients she's had who've become healthier or their finances have become healthier because they began using her feng shui tips. So, since we have our guest speaker on with us today, let's see, Yalila Espinoza, intimacy coach, I will just tell you that you should definitely look her up. I met with her, I believe, at the DEVA conference last month. It's a networking event, and it's a women's alliance group for women in business. And she was really great to talk to, if she's the one I'm remembering. I'm sorry, I'm a little unclear this morning because I haven't had my coffee yet. But I know I've spoken with her either by email or at that conference and really help you out in terms of getting your relationships together and so that they're very, very enjoyable, especially if you're a workaholic. I understand that she specializes in that sort of thing, in relationships for workaholics. So do give her a call or check her out online. I could not find her phone number, but you can find her online at mindyourheart.com. Okay, so everybody have a wonderful rest of your Labor Day weekend. I'm going to let you go just a bit early today and hope that you will be back with me again on Friday. Terribly sorry I didn't have a guest speaker for you today. I did try. Couldn't find her phone number, so you'll just have to find her online. And if you're interested in what she might have to teach you, click on the Book Now icon on her site or the Book Now button, or click on and fill in your name where it says Get More Information. She does have a form that says Get More Information on her website. So check her out at mindyourheart.com and have a wonderful rest of your Labor Day weekend. Talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye.